As more people stay home during the pandemic, reports show domestic violence is on the rise. Now, a rift between some domestic violence coalitions and law enforcement is adding another challenge to getting survivors the help they need. Audrey Regan tells us why.
In June, the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence joined several other national groups and signed a statement saying Black Lives Matter and, among other things, calling for police funding to go to community organizations. Soon after, some Idaho law enforcement groups sent letters cutting ties with the nonprofit. Kelly Miller, executive director of the coalition, says that move has consequences.
We all lose, and the most important folks that lose are people who are directly impacted by domestic and sexual violence. So to that end, we really hope that they reconsider.
The Idaho Sheriff's Association said in a letter that the statement was offensive and goes against supporting all victims of sexual and domestic abuse. That organization, along with the Idaho Chiefs of Police Association and Idaho Prosecuting Attorneys Association, withdrew their support. But Miller says signing on to the statement
was just like a consolidation of the work that we've been doing for the last 5 or 6 years and really focusing on communities most impacted and disproportionately impacted by gender-based violence.
These tensions are not limited to Idaho. In Wisconsin, a group of domestic violence shelters recently lost partnerships with local law enforcement after putting up Black Lives Matter posters. But these strained relationships remain the exception, not the rule. A spokesperson for the Ada County Sheriff's Office says their team doesn't see any tension with community partners. And Grant Loebs, the Twin Falls County prosecuting attorney, said in an interview he hasn't seen this friction either, at least not with groups working directly with survivors. B. Black of the Women's and Children's Alliance says their shelters continue to work closely with local law enforcement.
Relationships take a level of understanding and willingness to work together. We continue to have great relationships.
Black says the Alliance has been careful to avoid statements that could be considered political, statements like Black Lives Matter.
To me, what is really important is I don't want anybody to ever feel like they are being judged or not welcome.
To serve our communities better, Black says organizations need to have more room for open discussion, and Miller of the Idaho Coalition hopes all domestic violence stakeholders can work toward building more understanding and better solutions. Audrey Regan, Boise State Public Radio News.